This is KDNK Community, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And we just heard Just Before the Rain by Dutch. And my name is Rachel, and I actually have a special guest here in the studio. Joined with me this afternoon is Grace Tennant. Grace is the Responsive Services Service Coordinator for the Roaring Fork School District and is here to talk about two upcoming family education events taking place this Thursday, November 8th at the Glenwood Springs Community Center and next Wednesday, November 14th in Carbondale at the Orchard. Both events are from 5:30 to 8, and the third event will take place in Basalt in January as well. Welcome to KDNK, Grace. Thanks for being here with us.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Grace, why don't you tell us about the event on Thursday?
I will. Thanks, Rachel. The Roaring Fork School District is beginning to host a series of family education events. The first of these events will occur on Thursday, November 8th, and we're hoping through these outreach educational events that we can share topics with families that we're also sharing with our teachers, administrators, and students. Our first topic for our event in Glenwood, Carbondale, and Basalt is self-regulation. Basically, what that means is that we want to teach tools for families to use in school and at home to be mindful and stay calm. Research tells us that the best learning occurs when students and adults have nervous systems that are calm. And for this reason, the Roaring Fork School District is educating staff and students about ways to self-regulate and keep all of our nervous systems in a zone where learning can occur. We know there are tools that we can teach to help children and adults self-regulate. So the topic of our first round of family education events is self-regulation. We'll have sessions that students and their families can attend for elementary age students, middle school students, and high school age students. One of our big goals as a school district is to have one event per semester in each of our attendance areas. And our attendance areas are Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, and Basalt.
Will there be food and childcare provided at these events?
Yes, and I'm going to steal Mr. Hathaway's joke here. I am not cooking the food, and I am not watching the children. But yes, we will have childcare provided. We're encouraging the students to attend the events with their families so that they can share what they're learning in school and also learn the tools. And for the children that are not attending the events with their families, we will have free childcare. We're also going to be providing dinner from Thor's Mexican Grill, and we welcome children and families. The more the merrier.
Let's see. What can people expect to learn at the family education events?
Well, I think one big takeaway in regard to self-regulation is that we want to send families home with tools that they can use. So big takeaways, tangible things that they can actually bring home and use right away at home and also at school to increase mindfulness and calm nervous systems.
Okay. Can you tell me about the three different presenters and the organizations that they are from?
I sure can. We have got three amazing presenters for this first round of events, Rachel. Our first presenter they'll be working with the elementary age children is Kathy Hegberg. And Kathy will be presenting. She has been working with many of the elementary schools in the district already. She teaches students very tangible and specific skills to stay calm and focused in school and at home. She runs the Focused Families Parenting class through the Family Services Department at the Roaring Fork Schools, and she's also going to be giving away some copies of a workbook that she authored, and she'll be giving some copies of those away for free at the event. From middle school, we are going to be hosting Sonia Lindman, and Sonia is the lead prevention specialist for the Roaring Fork Schools. She's going to be presenting from a middle school perspective, all about self-regulation. She's got a wealth of knowledge and expertise in this content area, and she's also a great resource for middle school families across the school district. And then for high school, we're going to have Laura Bartels or John Bruna. Laura will be presenting on Thursday, and then we'll have John on Wednesday. They'll be presenting a similar format for families with high school age children. And Laura and John's organization, A Mindful Life, has worked with children and adults in across all spectrums. And they recently were a sponsor for the Compassion Festival in Carbondale. They've written a book and will be giving away free copies of their book at the event. And if you don't win a free copy, I think they'll bring some extras that'll be for sale. And A Mindful Life, which is Laura and John's organization, offers online and in-person courses encouraging folks to live a mindful and present life.
Who is sponsoring these events?
The event is sponsored by Roaring Fork Schools, and it's through intentional efforts of the school district to increase our sense of family and student engagement. So these events are designed to bring families into a lot of the learning that the students are doing throughout their school day.
Where can people find more information about this event?
So if you are on Facebook, you can look on the RF Schools Facebook page. All of the schools have information on their websites, and a lot of the flyers have been sent home with students. You can also email me personally, and my email is gtennant@rfschools.com.
I understand that your position as the responsive services coordinator for the Roaring Fork School District is new. Can you tell us about your job and what you do for the community?
I sure can, Rachel. Thanks for asking. I get to serve all 13 schools in the school district and bring things that are so important for our students. My specific job description is to build systems and capacities in the school district with all 13 schools to increase student and family engagement, voice, and sense of belonging. So what this looks like in the Roaring Fork School District, it includes strengthening our current practices around CREW in all of our schools. And a little background on CREW. CREW is a class structure that provides each student with a trusted adult in their school building and a place for social emotional learning, relationship building, and academic advisement. I also get to work with schools and communities to bring these special family events to our region. And one way I'll also be working with all of the schools in our district is to implement restorative practices as a district-wide model for proactive relationship building, and then working towards repairing harm when it occurs. We are up to a lot of really positive and cool things in the school district, and I would encourage anyone that's curious for more information to reach out to me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we get back to the music?
I have to give a definite shout out to all of the teachers and staff and administrators that work in the Roaring Fork schools. I want the community to know that the people that get to work with your kids every day are absolutely awesome and they rock. We have so many cool things going on in our school district right now. I'd invite you to hop onto the website, come out to our family education events, and then also come to the community visioning meetings that are coming up. I know that the first one is tomorrow in Glenwood Springs at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. And all of that info is posted on the Roaring Fork Schools website. You can also give a shout out to Olga in the district office, and she can help you with that information.
Thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome, Rachel. It's been an honor to meet you and to get to be a part of your program today. Thank you.